Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This year, both Walt Disney Studios and Warner Brothers celebrate 100 years. And to mark that, the RTE Concert Orchestra is celebrating classic cartoons and the music that accompanies them. The celebration will be in the National Concert Hall on Sunday, the 15th of January. And Aideen Gormley, presenter of movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, and tenor Dr. Gavin Ring are both involved and are here with me in the studio. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Both for joining us. Now, to get us in the mood for this, I want you to picture Mickey Mouse getting a little bit too big for his boots, making a bit of a mess with a mop and some buckets. I think, Aideen, that takes everybody back, doesn't it? To Saturday mornings watching Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you explain to us how important the music was to the studios?
Yeah, so we're celebrating the centenary years of both Warner Brothers and Walt Disney. Disney, I think we can even see 100 years on, music is still important. Walt Disney adored music. He wasn't a musician himself, but I think we could call him a promoter of music. And so from the very early days, he very much saw the importance of music with the animated images. And then with Warner Brothers, they started with Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. So their star was Bugs Bunny, whereas, you know, Walt Disney had Mickey Mouse. And as you say, when you hear that, you just hear the amazing Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas that was used in Fantasia, which was the massive hit for Walt Disney, where he mixed 8 pieces of classical music with the most extraordinary animation. And it was just a massive hit and people loved it.
Yeah, and I mean, you wouldn't automatically consider classical music and animation as a good fit, but it worked.
It worked. And, you know, Disney later with songs, I think anyone who saw Saving Mr. Banks, you know, where Tom Hanks played Walt Disney, he'd always, you know, drop into the songwriters at the end of the day to see what they were coming up with. But he really saw with classical music, it will match, you know, the joy, the action, the tragedy, whatever is happening on screen. And he really wanted to promote that. And in some ways, because what's happening, you know, classical, so-called serious music with classical music,
yes,
but what's happening on screen isn't serious. And for some reason, that works very well. And they all sort of got that with Warner Brothers. So Mickey Mouse, it looks very cute, but Warner Brothers had Bugs Bunny. And so there was mayhem and everything going wrong, but this very lovely music playing in the background. And I think that's how they knew it. Really
very worked. Effective,
yeah,
very
yeah.
effective. So Gavin, for you, the first aria that you're going to sing at the concert will be Rossini's Barber of Seville. And we're going to hear a version of that now. This is the Italian singer Tito Gobbi.
Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne ragazzi, vecchie fanciulle, dalla parrucca, presto la barba, con lo sanguigno, presto il biglietto, e mi chiedono, e mi vogliono, e mi vogliono, e mi vogliono, dalla parrucca, presto la barba, presto il biglietto, e Figaro, 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 ahimè, ahimè, che voglia, ahimè, che voglia.
That's probably putting you right into the rehearsal room, is it, Gavin, listening to that?
It is, yeah. And you know, actually, I have to let you in on a little secret, Claire. Actually, that's a baritone aria, and it's an aria I used to sing when I was a baritone, so I'm actually thrilled to be doing it again. It's one of these arias that is kind of, you know, a tenor or a baritone could do it. So I'm delighted to be slipping on those shoes again, as it were, you know.
And what's the cartoon connection then?
So, like, I mean, the aria itself, in a way, almost became more famous than the opera, The Barber of Seville, by virtue of its ubiquitousness in cartoons. I mean, it introduces the Figaro cat, as it were, in Warner Brothers, and it's featured, you know, just all the way through the decades. It's just one of these sort of tropes, as it were, and it's going to be real fun to perform.
I just wonder, when you're thinking about the link to cartoons, does it change how you perform it?
It absolutely, in this case it will, because I'll be looking to maybe, colour it for want of a better expression.
Yeah, it becomes a more fun performance, I would imagine.
Yeah, and to sort of, I suppose, give the audience a hint or to sort of reawaken their memory as to, you know, when they first probably heard it when they were children, sitting down in front of the TV screen, looking at Warner Brothers and listening to this fantastic music.
Yeah, and this cat, this plotting
cat.
Yeah. Well, we're keeping,
was it Porky Pig awake,
I think? The Rabbit of Seville and the Long-Haired Hare. Bugs Bunny didn't sing this in the Long-Haired Hare. There was a poor tenor trying to practice it. You've Bugs Bunny outside singing another song with his banjo, then his harp, then his tuba. So again, you know, in these cartoons, young audiences were exposed not just to the Figaro aria, but to all these different instruments that Bugs Bunny was playing. It was really clever.
We had these two competing houses, which you've referred to, you know, Walt Disney and Warner Brothers. How did that manifest in the music?
It was really interesting because Walt Disney took it a bit more seriously. And then, so if you think of Fantasia in 1940, in 1943, we had the Rabbit of Seville, we had a corny concerto, the Pigs in a Polka. Warner went for parody and they decided, let's spoof what Walt Disney has done by using classical music, but in a very different way. So, for example, a corny concerto uses Johann Strauss's Tales from the Vienna Woods. It's a really peaceful piece of music, but Porky Pig is hunting for Bugs Bunny, and of course we know Bugs Bunny is going to work. So, as we were saying earlier, it's this beautiful calm music, but there's mayhem on screen.
Well, you mentioned the pigs in a polka, and we've a clip here. You're remembering, or you're thinking about, the three little pigs hard at work building their little homes. Gavin, you, in preparing for this, you've been looking back at cartoons, have you?
Yeah,
going back to your childhood a little.
You know, I just remember we're playing that piece there, the Hungarian dance. My grandmother had this video. It was like 100 bumper cartoons in one, and it was basically it was a device to keep me quiet while she was looking after
a babysitter.
Me and my mom was at work. Yeah, basically. But I remember being entranced by that particular cartoon in particular. But like the classical music that features in cartoons for the decades is just, it really is incredible, and right up to modern day as well. I mean, like, I'm singing another piece, Vesti la Giuppa, which is from I Pagliacci, and that, obviously, we're taking that from The Simpsons, the episode of I think it's called The Italian Bob, where
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob comes. They discover that he's become the mayor. He's gone off to live a new life, and they discovered he's become the mayor of this kind of random Italian town called Salsiccia, which I think is made up because that's the Italian for sausage. But anyway,
can you give us a hint to that? Even a hum of it?
I can. Yeah. So, like, you know, it's a really well known aria. So I'll just sing the main piece of it here. I'll stand back from the mic. Ridi, pagliaccio, sulla tua mano infranato, ridi del duol che t'avvelena il cuore.
Well, we were not expecting that today. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I thought you'd hum a little bit.
Not at all. I'm not
beautiful.
In the business of humming,
and
Claire.
And in The Simpsons, it was Kelsey Grammer, wasn't it, on The Simpsons?
That's right.
It.
And I think he won an Emmy for his, like, the best voiceover for that particular episode. So yeah, that's going to be really fun, and that's a proper big boy tenor aria, so I'm really looking forward to singing that one.
This is going to be a really fun event, Aideen.
It is going to be a really fun event, and it's the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Maloney, and it's their first concert back for 2023. And we're mentioning centenaries there for Disney and Warner. It's 75 years this year for the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, so come and celebrate.
Celebrations.
And I'm 10 years married this year, so
there's another one to add to the list. So it's the National Concert Hall, the 15th of January at 7:30. Aideen, you will be there. Gavin, of course, you will be there. And tickets at nch.ie. The very best of luck to you both. And thank you very much for coming in, Gavin, particularly to you
for that impromptu
performance.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. I remind you that you can listen back to this item online, as I'm sure you will after that, rte.ie/podcast. That's all we have time for, though, today. Thank you for listening. The programme was produced by Deirdre Lyon, researched by Emma Cawley. Louise Kerr Ross was our broadcast coordinator, and Liam Mullen was on sound. Now it's over to Neil.
And how do I follow that, Claire? Fair play to Gavin there. I didn't think he'd have it in him. It was amazing.